There you go.
Praise God. This morning, we're going to be speaking on seven ways to Sunday. Seven ways to Sunday. And the first scripture is found in 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, and the 26th verse. And seven ways to Sunday, the first day of the work week is Monday. And praise God, I like to tell the fellows at work, I'm loving Monday. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? And praise God, loving Monday. And Monday on seven ways to Sunday is mercy. Praise God. So let's start off with 2 Samuel 22 in verse 26, which says, "With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright." Praise God. You know, John Wesley said, "Study to be patient and bearing with the defects and infirmities of others, of what sort soever they be. For that thou thyself also has many, which must be suffered by others." And I thought that quite humorous too, but how true. Because in traffic, sometimes, I really need prayer for this, because I'm constantly commenting on others, and my wife is there to remind me of that, which I'm grateful for. And, you know, she's my balance, because a lot of times I'll ask her, and we go over, she's a good critic, which in a good way. I'll say, "What part of the sermon did you like?" She said, "I like the end the best." Praise God. So it's good we have people to balance us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God that she has a sense of humor. But praise God that Wesley said that, because I find, like, a lot of times, and I'll ask you to pray for me, because I want us to know that anybody that speaks up here, we have a life and we're normal people. And sometimes we complain, like with my wife the other day, I was complaining that she wasn't moving quick enough because I wanted to go somewhere. Instead of being patient with her, realizing that she's handicapped, I was a real brute, saying, "Come on, let's go." So I ask you to pray for me about that too, because, you know, I want to be loving and not just up here. It's good. You can stand up here and preach the word, but God sees my life from beginning to end. Amen. He sees our part of the day. He sees us in secret. He sees our thoughts too. And I want them to respond the way the Bible says. And I know you want the same thing. So we need to pray one for another that we may be healed. Praise God. Let's turn to the great book of Psalms. And I want to be looking at Psalm 5 and verse 7. And seven ways to Sunday this morning. We're on Monday, which is mercy. And in Psalm 5 and in verse 7, "But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple in thy reverence." And praise God that we come into the house, into his house in the multitude of mercy. And we praise God that we can do that. And we come into his house through the door, through Jesus at the cross. Amen. Praise God by his mercy. He's our foundation. He is our walls of mercy that can pass us about with songs of deliverance. He is the roof over our heads, and he is our head and chief cornerstone. By his mercy, the Father sent his Son to die for every soul, every one. By his mercy, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, written in red. And I hear that song by Janet Paschal that says, "I love you, I love you, I love you, written in red." Amen. Praise God. That's the kind of love that you and I understand. And it's written in red. I thank God for that day when red rain fell. Hallelujah. From the Holy One on Mount Calvary. Praise his holy name. Let's go to Psalm 37 on seven ways to Sunday. We're on Monday, which is mercy. Psalm 37. And we're going to be looking at verse 26. Which says, "He is ever merciful and lendeth, He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. By his mercy, he's ever merciful. He lendeth his righteousness in exchange for my unrighteousness. Praise God. You know, something the Lord spoke to me the other day, and I wrote it down in my journal. I'm incapable of meeting my own needs. I'm incapable of meeting my own needs. I can't even walk without holding his hand, the song says. And I realize that to be true, that when I start scheming on how to meet my own needs, that I'm just doomed to failure. But when I go to him, and I go to him and his finished work on the cross, that is where my needs are met. Hallelujah. And I just rest in his righteousness. His seed is blessed. In Luke 1:37, we know the scripture says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." It was impossible for man to be saved from eternal death, but God sent his Son to die on Calvary. Praise God. And so that's how we can be saved, because it was impossible. But thank God that it is possible, because we can remember. For me, my favorite number is 4, forgiven. Praise God. How often I've called on His mercy for irritations and frustrations, for my failings and for the failings of others. And I'm flawed, and yet He's still my all. Amen? And He's still your all, even though you're flawed. Let's go to Psalm 41:4. Psalm 41:4 says, "I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." Thank God that His mercy comes to you and I, and we have 1 John 1:9, and He is there for us. And He continues to be there for us, and He continues to be there for others. You know, by His mercy, may I look at others through His sunglasses, S-O-N. Amen. We may have said that before, but it bears repeating. You know, thank God, while driving especially, may I look at others through sunglasses. Praise God. And also, we set our lives to His sundial. Amen? Let His fingers do the walking in your life. Praise God. We thank Him for that, and we give Him glory. And we're to be sun catchers. You've ever seen them in windows where there's scriptures on them and they're round, and where the sun shines through, has little sayings on them. We're to be sun catchers, to just catch what the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives. And praise God, we want to be sun catchers. And we are stained glass, yet the sun shines through. Praise God. We're flawed. But I can remember growing up in that little Presbyterian church in Lake Huntington, New York. And I can remember looking through the names of the people that bought those windows for the church or donated it to. And beautiful pictures there. And of the sun on Sunday morning shining through. Hallelujah. 7 ways to Sunday this morning. And the first day on Monday, 7 ways to Sunday is mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to say, may He find full expression in His possession. Amen? That's what you and I want. We want the Lord to have full expression in His possession, which is what you and I are. And let's go to Proverbs, to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 16:6, which is one of my just favorite scriptures. Proverbs 16:6. On 7 ways to Sunday. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Praise God. Mercy and righteousness kiss each other at the cross, and it's by mercy that we are saved. And by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. It takes mercy for us to find the truth, and then it takes the truth to purify us. And we praise Him that He is the truth. Praise God. And there is no other way. Even though the world tries and does change people and organizations, this gospel will never change. It remains the same. because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we praise His holy name that He's that way. He does not bend to what's in fashion, but we need to bend to His passion. Praise God. And we thank Him for saving souls and bringing souls into this church, and to bring people that are hungry to hear the Word of God and to hear about the Lord. And we thank Him for that, and we give Him glory and we give Him praise. Praise His holy name. And Proverbs 16:6 is really the double cure. Amen. As Charles Wesley wrote in Rock of Ages, you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Make me save from wrath and make me pure. Hallelujah. Give to me the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure, which we find in the blood of Jesus on Mount Calvary. So we praise His holy name. 7 ways to Sunday this morning. Hallelujah. I stake my life upon Him, not upon myself, but we stake it upon Him and what He has done for us. 7 ways to Sunday. Hallelujah. Now, we've been through Monday, which was mercy. 7 ways to Sunday. Tuesday is Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And let's turn to the book of Psalms and chapter 95 and verse 2 on 7 ways to Sunday this morning. As we just rely upon You, Holy Spirit, to open up the Word this morning and to do what You would want, that You'd be glorified in Jesus' name. Psalm 95 and 2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Hallelujah. We're making a joyful noise with thanksgiving. We're coming to a joyful noise with psalms this morning. Praise God. I must give thanks relationally, or I'll be in a tank firing at people and things that come up in a day. So I'll either give thanks or I'm going to be in a tank, because my attitude has to be one of gratitude. Now, I'm usually very, very upbeat at work, even though sometimes I might be beat up in some ways. But as Christians, we're upbeat anyway. And I found myself beginning to complain, which is not usually what I do. So I always want to be thankful, because my belief system, my attitude, should not be on the line of what is occurring, what circumstances are, but what is in front of me in this Word. Amen? And that's what we want, because we know that His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I know that that takes some real concentration. And we have to continue to go after God and know that He's the only one that can do it. But, you know, there was a study done, and they found that born-again believers were the happiest people on earth. Well, you and I already knew that, praise God. We already knew that that's the truth. Psalm 100 in verse 4, 7 ways to Sunday. This is Tuesday. And the second day is Thanksgiving. The first way to Sunday was mercy. The second way, second day, and the second way is Thanksgiving. Psalm 100 and verse 4 says that, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love Him, and we just want to keep telling everybody that it's the faith of the fellowship, and it's one hand extended in the thanksgiving to God, the other hand extended in praise. And when I lift my hands like that, anything I'm holding on to, any burdens, they begin to drop. And my concentration is on the God of my salvation. I'm praising Him and thanking Him for all that He's doing, all that He's going to do. And hallelujah, we're entering into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. And everything drops, and our arms raise, our hands raise to the God of the universe. And we can thank Him for dying for us and for everything that He's done for us. You know, all burdens, all miserable feelings are dropped to the ground where they belong. Amen? Praise God. You know, my wife challenged me the other day as I was saying in traffic, and she didn't actually say these words, but this is what I believe she meant. She challenged me, are you living in thanksgiving? And I ask you today, are you living in thanksgiving? Or are you baptized in lemon juice? Hallelujah. We want to be living in thanksgiving. And it shows faith in what God is going to do, trusting Him and knowing that He's going to bring His best about in my life, no matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. Circumstances many times are mirage. Amen? And many times things that you're concerned about never come to fruition. Praise God. Hallelujah. And some things you couldn't control anyway. There's a saying, some people say 90% of the time, things that you worry about are never going to come to pass. And the other 10% you can't do anything about anyway. So praise God. We need to rest in the Lord and be thankful unto Him. So we thank Him for that. And the first thing it said there was, are you living in thanksgiving? And the next, are you praise raising? Are you raising praise? You know, am I praising? Or I'm beginning to dwell on things instead of on the King. And you and I want to dwell on the King. And He is worthy to be praised. So we want to do that. Hallelujah. Find the point of praise from your lowest point to His highest. And that is where a great blessing is. The point of praise from your lowest point to His highest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's go over to Psalm 107. And seven ways to Sunday here. Psalm 107 and verse 22. Which says, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Hallelujah. And there's going to be days where you're not going to feel like being very thankful. But the psalmist says, hallelujah, that, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing, knowing that He's working behind the scenes what you cannot see, and that He's working all things together for your good, and that we're going to come out on the other side blessed, and that people are going to see that God is the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what goes on in our life, no matter how hard it gets, I pray I remember to offer up the sacrifice of thanksgiving. It says to the world around you, the devil and your own flesh, I'm going to thank God, for He is worthy to be praised. He will see me through. There's nothing that Jesus cannot do. Hallelujah. Seven ways to Sunday. Let's go over to the book of Philippians. Over to the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter, in the sixth verse. The fourth chapter, in the sixth verse. On seven ways to Sunday here this morning. Praise God. We touched on mercy, and now we're in thanksgiving. And in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, I want to add too. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, you won't have peace if you don't thank God, if you're not going to prayer with thanksgiving. When you pray, and many times we are under stress, but we go to God and we need to thank Him at the end of that prayer. Amen? And make it a prayer of thanksgiving. Know that He's going to turn it out. Because God did not intend His people not to have peace. Praise God. Because we know stress don't bless. And when I'm tied up with knots of worry, I'm not blessed. Hallelujah. And so what we want to do is when we come to God, we want to have that peace. And we want to be anxious for nothing, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that's a great place to be in His peace. So we thank Him for that on seven ways to Sunday. And we give Him glory and we give Him praise and we thank Him. Praise God. Seven ways to Sunday. And the next one is the Word on Wednesday. Seven ways to Sunday. It is the Word of God. We've had mercy and thanksgiving. And seven ways to Sunday. And the next scripture is 2 Timothy, the second chapter in the 15th verse, which says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Hallelujah. What I bring with truth, it better ring. Amen? What I bring with truth, it better ring. Let me say that way. Hallelujah. Because I have a responsibility as someone that brings forth the word, as our pastor does, and anybody that stands up here, our doctrine must be good doctrine. It must agree with the Bible, and it's got to be spot on. It's got to be what the good book says. Amen? Hallelujah. We want to lead people into all truth and not into error, and that's what we desire to do here. Praise God. Now let's go to the Gospel of John, to chapter 1. Thank you, Lord, on seven ways to Sunday, and we're in the Word here. John 1 through 5, and then we're going to read verse 14. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Actually means there, comprehended it not, that it was overpowered. Praise God. And verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Praise God this morning for the Word of God. We thank Him. Hallelujah. It's how we got saved. Amen. It's how we heard about what He did on Calvary. It was from the Word of God. Thank God that there were faithful men and women that persevered through many hardships to bring to us the Word of God. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God that He is God and that we have the Word. And we cannot live this life seven ways to Sunday without the Word of the living God. Amen? Hallelujah. We praise His holy name. Let's turn to the book of Psalms again, and let's go to that famous bit of scripture in Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 11, which every believer, most believers know this particular scripture. And it says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee." Hallelujah. And once again, that's not in our strength, but that's in His. We want to reverence God, and we want to love Him. We want to obey Him. So we hide the word in our heart, that we might not sin against Him, we might not disappoint Him. And He knows as that's our desire, praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 107 and verse 20. Seven ways to Sunday this morning. One of Pastor's favorite scriptures. "He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." Praise God. Hallelujah. I know I can invent instructions on my own. I can scheme up destructions. And I know that the destructions could be talking about here is the devil, the flesh, and the world. But I know I can create some of my own problems probably better than just about anybody. So I thank God that He sends His word. Amen. Sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Praise God that He is able to do it. And He is constantly looking about us and how He desires to bless you and I. And let's go back to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, seven ways to Sunday. We're in the Word here on Wednesday. And in verse 133 of Psalm 119, "Order my steps in Thy word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me." Praise God. That's the cry of every believer. But we know from time to time we get away from what we're supposed to do, and we can, in thought, word, or deed, even in the same day, you can sin. But thank God there is 1 John 1:9 that says, hallelujah, when you sin, you go to Him. He's just and faithful and forgive you of all sin and unrighteousness. He'll cleanse you from all of it. Praise God. I paraphrase there a little bit, but you know what the verse says. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God that His blood is there for us, and the blood will never lose its power. And Brother David Wilkerson, on the last day of his life, he was on his porch. He was reading an old Puritan book. A fellow by the name of Brooks wrote it. And it had been many, many years since his dear friend Leonard Ravenhill had given him several books by Puritan writers, which rekindled his walk with God. And I find it, I was going to put very interesting, but I find it very God, that the last book he finished is called It Is Finished. Hallelujah. That's the last book Brother Wilkerson ever wrote. And finding in my own life the message of the cross, to me it is just a beautiful thing that, hallelujah, that he wrote that book. One thing I wanted to say to you was, the other day I was in a motorized broom. Now, I'm not that good in a motorized broom, because you have to work, you don't use your hands, you use your feet to go forward and go backwards. And sometimes I get a little excited and I hit reverse when I should hit forward, and I hit forward when I should hit reverse. Now, if you should ever tip the broom over, which thank God I never have come close many times, but the whole deal is there's an emergency window. The Word of God. How many emergency windows are there that we take when we need Him, and we need Him fast? Hallelujah. I will call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll hear me and I will be saved. So thank God that you and I have an emergency windows in our walk, that we get to do a little bit of this. Watch me, believers now. Hallelujah. A little bit of that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. I need help and I need it now in my walk. So I'm hitting that emergency window. Praise God. The other day, he's talking about the Word. The Lord had me write down God's store and drugstore. I thank God that I've got God's store. And I thank God that He delivered me from the drugstore, because He drugged me all over to many addictions in my lifetime. Praise God, the Lord has delivered me from all of them because of God's store. But the devil has a drugstore. And he drug you from one place to another. Amen. And so thank God you and I have God's store. And where I was working the other day, I'll still be working there for many days. They're reclaiming the road. First grinding it up and then putting blacktop. And that's where I've been. I've been a pilot car. I take the vehicles. I have all kinds of lights. It says follow me on that car. Hallelujah. I like to put follow Jesus on the back of it. Praise God. But where I'm working is in Lock Sheldrick, a place called Divine Corners. And the sign for Divine Corners, and you would think Divine Corners, is found at the crossroads. Hallelujah. And that's where you and I came to Divine Corners, at the crossroads. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you something that the Lord showed me this week also. All the glory goes to Him. You know, the best way to start your day is turn to Genesis 1 and just the first four words in the Bible. In the beginning, God. That's the best way to start your day. In the beginning, God. Amen? And that's for every believer. Just remember those four words, and you tell anybody the best way to start your day, just four words from Genesis 1. In the beginning, God. Amen? Hallelujah. So we thank Him for His Word in seven ways to Sunday. Hallelujah. And the next word, we've been through Monday, which was mercy. Tuesday, which was Thanksgiving. Wednesday, which is the Word. And Thursday, it is trust. And let us go to that famous bit of scripture that every believer has loved through the ages. Let's turn on seven ways to Sunday to Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. which says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust. And so, one thing I want to say about trust, and of course we could have had it too in Philippians 4:6, we could have said that. Don't get arrested for disturbing the peace. The peace. Don't get arrested for disturbing your peace, but trust in the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. That's what you and I want to do. You know, the other day, I found out that a lot of times when you're praying, you know, the Spirit knows our infirmities, and when we pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit prays directly to the will of the Father. And so one of the great ways to pray through is to pray in tongues. And if you pray through in tongues, you can rest assured that your mind isn't entering in, but God is entering in. And hallelujah, I believe in that. Now, the other day I was doing that as I was walking my beloved beagle, Pixie, and God spoke to me, and He said this, that if you don't address an envelope, it won't get to its destination. Also, when you won't address situations in your life, they won't be placed in their proper place. So, what He's saying there is just like that envelope, if I don't address it, it's not going to go where it needs to go. And just like certain things in my life, if I won't address them, they're not going to be taken care of. I also share with you personally, I was praying the other day, and as I woke many times, God will speak a name to me of a person. Or as soon as I awake from a night's sleep, he'll show me something in the Spirit. And the other day, because I had been struggling for quite a while now with maintaining my weight and with being in proper nutrition again, I've gotten out of balance. And He showed me an old water pump that you had to work by hand. And He told me that if... You know, He said, go just like a water pump. You have to work for it. The water is there, which in type was weight loss. He said, you just have to work for it. And so that's something personal I can share with you that He shared with me. Praise God for trust on Seven Ways of Sunday. We've got to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 4:5. Let's go back to Psalm and the fourth chapter in verse 5, which says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to God. And my sacrifice of righteousness, taking things out of my hand and going to the one who made the perfect sacrifice. It was perfect. And that is Jesus. And I rest in His finished work on Calvary. Praise God. That's my sacrifice of righteousness because I cannot do it in my own strength. I tried for over 35 years. Hallelujah. And I know that it doesn't work. Praise God. But I know I can't do it in my own works. I've got to go to His and His perfect work. And He will do it every time as I rest and place my faith in what He's done. So I praise Him for that and thank Him that He's the one. I can't do it on my own, but I'm blood bought and He now owns me. He paid my price because His righteousness will always suffice. Hallelujah. Psalm 5:11. We're in trust on Seven Ways to Sunday. But let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Because Thou defendest them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. Hallelujah. I've got something to be happy about. I've got something to be excited about. I've got something to be joyful, joyful. We adore Thee. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to be the happiest people on earth. Hallelujah. I rejoice because You made me Your choice. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's turn to Psalm 27, Seven Ways to Sunday this morning, chapter 20 and verse 7, as we're in trust on Seven Ways to Sunday. Hallelujah. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God that you and I remember the Lord. And we know it's not in our bank account or the little bit that's there, that or whatever way it is. But we know our strength is in the Lord. Amen. And we're going to continue to go after Him. We're going to continue to trust in the Lord on Seven Ways to Sunday. Psalm 31 in verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Hallelujah. Thank God that He's laid it up for us, and He laid it all up on the cross for you and I. Hallelujah. He laid it up there so that we might come in to the benefits that He has provided. Salvation, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, divine healing, everything that pertains to us in godliness, He provided there. And if we look for it in any other way, we're going to be disappointed. We're going to fail. But when we go to Him where He made that perfect sacrifice, hallelujah, He's provided victory. He is our victory. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise His holy name. That's what you and I are looking for. And that's what the world needs, what you and I have. Hallelujah. Psalm 62. In verse 8. On Seven Ways to Sunday. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Salah. Hallelujah. God knows that there'd be times where it would be volatile. There'd be times where there'd be questions. What's going to happen with Israel? What's going to happen with America? How they're shooting people. A fellow was killed in England. Just a soldier there. Another soldier was stabbed. In France, and different things going on, different stuff that's going on in this world, how the administration is doing all kinds of things. I got to hurry here, so I'm going to start to close this down. We got a few more days to get to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seven Ways to Sunday. Friday at His feet. Let's go to Genesis 18. 18 and verse 4. Hallelujah. Genesis 18 and verse 4 on Seven Ways to Sunday. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the washing of the water of the Word. Let it be fetched and wash your feet. We wash our feet under His feet by His blood, and rest yourself under the tree where Jesus died for you and me. Praise His holy name. Thank God that He died for you and I. Praise His name. Let's go to Genesis 49. 49 and verse 14. And Seven Ways to Sunday at His feet. Hallelujah. It's Friday here. Genesis 49:10. Is that what I told you?
No.
Okay, let's try 49:10. That's a little better. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Hallelujah. Thank God that's Jesus. He's coming. Hallelujah. And we're between his feet. Hallelujah. And that's where we always want to be. Hallelujah. Ever and always. Genesis 49:10. That's where we just were. Let's move on to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. And we're going to be looking at a verse that I've gone to before many times, but now it has even greater meaning. 1 Samuel 14:13. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. Hallelujah. We climb up upon the hands and feet of Jesus at the cross. That's how we live. We live through what He has done, and not in our own strength. Hallelujah. Thank God we're at His feet, and we praise Him forever and ever and ever. Amen. Psalm 8:6. Let's go back to the book of Psalms. Psalm 8 and verse 6. Friday, we're at his feet 7 ways to Sunday. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and has put all things under his feet. This morning, put all things under his feet at Mount Calvary. Put all things under his feet. Hallelujah. Everything that's in your life, put it under his charge, and he'll take care of you. Praise God, because he careth for you. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Psalm 18 and verse 9. Psalm 18 and verse 9. The 7 ways to Sunday here. Friday we're at his feet. And it says, he bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And this might be a stretch to some folks, but I feel the liberty of the Lord. I'm putting my darkness under his feet. Lord, I'm giving it to you. I'm putting it at the cross. Feelings, thoughts, even actions, I give it to you. Because darkness was under your feet. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Yeah. Hallelujah. 7 ways to Sunday. Saturday is seek. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4. Deuteronomy 4. Praise God on 7 ways to Sunday. Deuteronomy 4. And we're looking at verse 29. Hallelujah. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. You and I are seeking him by his grace. And turn to my favorite psalm now, which is Psalm 27. Verses 4 and 8. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Praise God. We're seeking him. It's Saturday on 7 ways to Sunday, and we're seeking him. In verse 8, when thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thy face, Lord, I will seek. Hallelujah. Psalm 34:10 on 7 ways to Sunday. Hallelujah. Psalm 34:10. It says that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. He meets all my needs. His substance is precious. Praise God. More, better than silver, better than the person in Florida that won the lottery. Hallelujah. His riches last forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, thou art my God, early I will seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. Hallelujah, praise God. We're seeking him. Now we're in Sunday, and we're going to Sunday, 7 ways to Sunday. And praise God, let's go over to 1 Chronicles 16. And verse 23, which says, sing unto the Lord. Now, 7 ways to Sunday, the 7th day. Hallelujah. We are made it to Sunday. Hallelujah. Sunday's coming. And thank God for you and I that Sunday's here. That Jesus came. Hallelujah. And that he died on Mount Calvary for you and I. And in 1 Chronicles 16:23, the word is salvation on Sunday. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Hallelujah. We should do it in what we say and what we do. Showing forth his salvation day to day. 7 ways to Sunday this morning. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And now, over to Psalm 68. Psalm 68 and verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. And Psalm 74:12. Just a few more scriptures here and we'll close. Psalm 74:12. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thank God that he works salvation for you and I. And he continues to work his glorious salvation. Psalm 149:4. Psalm 149, 4, on seven ways to Sunday. The first day, Monday, was mercy. The second day, Tuesday, was thanksgiving. The third day was Wednesday, which was the Word of God, on seven ways to Sunday. Thursday was trust. Friday was at His feet. And Saturday was seeking Him. And Sunday, on seven ways to Sunday, was salvation. Hallelujah. And now we're headed for Psalm 149. Psalm 149 and verse 4. Praise God, which says, "For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. The meek come lowly to He that is holy." Hallelujah. Praise God. And let's go for one final scripture on seven ways to Sunday. It is the book of Acts. Hallelujah. The book of Acts and chapter 4. Hallelujah. And verse 12. The book of Acts, chapter 4, and verse 12 here on seven ways to Sunday this morning. Hallelujah. Seven ways to the Lord God. And Acts 4, 12. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for your patience as I'm getting there. Hallelujah. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Hallelujah. And I'd just like to share with you what He's done in us is forever. The breath of heaven is ministered to us by the Holy Spirit. Days pass, but the Ancient of Days is always and forever. A lot of folks live paycheck to paycheck, but you and I live Jehovah Jireh to Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. And the Lord spoke this to me: "I'll always keep coming to those to me that come running." Hallelujah. And this is a song I heard in a line from a Sandy Patty song: "The boundaries of humanity cannot contain what God sets free." And this is two more things. This is one thing God spoke to me personally. I believe it's for the whole body of Christ. "There have been times I haven't been pleased with you, but there's never been a time that I haven't loved you." Mm. Praise God. Amen. And the other day, traveling to Binghamton, Sue and I had the blessing of going to Binghamton to see her doctor hundreds of times over the years we've been together. And we go over a certain bridge. And every time we go over it, it was Sue's daddy's favorite bridge. So every time we go over it, going to Binghamton or coming back, and we say, "Daddy's bridge, Daddy's bridge, Daddy's bridge." And I thank God that Daddy's bridge from here to eternity is Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Lucille. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you. We give you glory, Lord, that you're the bridge from here to eternity, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. We thank you this morning for bringing Lucille to be with us this Sunday morning. We thank you for all that you're doing, for your continued healing touch in her life, for the folks that are coming tonight on seven ways to Sunday. We thank you for giving us your mercy, for giving us thanksgiving, for giving us your word, for giving us trust, for giving us your feet, for giving us a time to seek you, and for giving us salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.